because his stock went from $19 down to 85 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we got to go, and they got to drag in program directors and janitors to do morning shows.
Save money.
And that's the bottom line. They're saving. They're doing this to save money. And, you know, I hope it works for you because...
Well, let's see. Let's see if it's working for them. This is some audio of Gray and Cluck. These guys replaced us in the
Gray and Cluck. Ugh.
Hey, I know I have a dopey radio name, but it's a dumb nickname I got when I was 12. These guys actually...
Cluck.
These guys actually come up with names like this, thinking it's going to be the next great thing in radio. Gray and Cluck, everyone.
Top of the morning.
What's up?
6:02 Monday. I believe that I had the world's worst night of sleep ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I shut my eyes for more than about 11 and a half minutes at any point during the night. One of those where you look at the clock and, 7 minutes since the last time I looked at the clock.
Yeah, that sucks.
Six more minutes of my life has gone by. Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun to deal with today.
Yeah.
You just heard the edgiest show on radio, Gray and Cluck. Pew, 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 Gray and Cluck in the mornings.
They actually said the edgiest show on radio. We're going to be abrasive, they said. Yeah. They're going to take it to the edge, man.
And the guy, I didn't sleep for more than 11 minutes. Anthony hasn't slept since February.
Right. Shut it. Tired of it.
I tell ya.
My God.
Gray and Cluck.
Pew, pew.
Bet you they use a lot of lasers in their station promos.
Pew, pew, pew.
Or the deep voice. Gray and Cluck. You're not going to believe what you hear. Cluck. Mornings. Want to hear more Gray and Cluck?
Who doesn't?
Patrice? Gray and Cluck? Thumbs up, right?
That's what I'm quiet for.
All right.
And that's after a weekend in which I had to go see my brother-in-law's new house. That was my crowning achievement.
The edgiest show on radio.
He's seeing his brother's house.
Seeing his brother's house. Pew, choo, choo.
Holy Jesus.
That was my crowning achievement. Was spending 4 hours on the road for an hour and a half worth of barbecuing in Howell, Michigan.
Ooh, Howell.
Yeah.
That's the local angle. Okay, I'll give him that. I didn't know where Howell, Michigan is.
I don't want to know where
Howell, Michigan.
At least we admit we don't want to know where Howell, Michigan is.
Not one time did we talk about Howell, Michigan, Opie. Therein lies our mistake.
Right. Gray and Cluck, they barbecue on weekends.
They sit in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, former home to the KKK. Everything Howell's known for.
Yeah.
And this station actually broadcasts all the way to Howell, which I was surprised at.
Really?
Yeah, because it's over, just the other side of Ann Arbor.
It always blows my mind how far you can get with 50,000 watts. Like, you can cover, you know, a third of the state.
Mostly what blew my mind was the fact that every time I've talked smack about my brother-in-law, that he might actually be sitting in his driveway going,
No, he's probably not.
The edgiest show on radio, Gay and Suck. Pew, pew, morning.
He shut the radio off and went in the house. He's not waiting in the driveway for this.
No. It leads to this Grand Rapids, Michigan situation.
Yeah.
We got a Google alert that we're being replaced in Grand Rapids, Michigan by a show called Gray and Cluck. And Gray and Cluck are claiming to be the edgiest show on radio.
Yeah. Wow. I got to hear some of this edginess.
And it's another Fareed/Citadel move. So we figure, all right, what the hell? Let's listen to Gray and Cluck. They must be the brand new Howard Stern. They have to be if they're the edgiest show on radio.
Show on radio. And I like what they said about, because all these guys bring up the local angle. And what it is. Like, they get rid of us and go, yeah, we're going local. And it's like, because people have wanted local radio for Western Michigan.
Yeah.
I sit there and go, for Western Michigan?
Ready?
They want local?
Here's Gray and Cluck.
All right, let's sample some Greg and Cluck.
This is what replaced us. You know, when you get replaced by maybe Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, which has happened in the past, you're like, okay, well-established show, and they're obviously taking a whole different direction with this radio station. They decide to go into, politics.
Right.
And all that.
Yeah.
But to replace us with Gray and Cluck, it just shows you that your company is doomed and you have no effing clue what you're doing.
And one of the guys is the friggin' program director, which makes a disastrous show.
Well, because they're trying to save some bucks.
Of course. So they get the program director and to also host the morning show.
And the sad part is they weren't paying us much money.
No.
Not that we're crying poverty, trust me. But when you know what you're making and then they boot you to put the program director on the air and pay him just a little less than they were paying Opie and Anthony, then what is wrong with your company?
After 2 hours, 15 minutes of waiting alongside the road to get onto the lake, I finally make it up to the entrance gate of the launch. I'm thinking, okay, well, it's only 10 cars now. I'll be money in like 3 hours. And that's when I remembered that I may have very well moved the keys to my boat up to Grand Rapids with me. So we stop, we get out, go back to the boat, uncover it, flip it inside out. Sure enough, I did move the keys to Grand Rapids.
No,
stop.
No, you didn't.
This is some of the most edgy, abrasive radio
I've ever heard.
They're taking it to the limit.
Free, lose my effing number. Buddy, I heard you talking about lose my number. I don't need you, and
enough
obviously you
them.
Don't need us.
Enough with
you know
them.
What you're doing with Gray and Cluck. Mornings, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Not even the common decency to give a call and say what, why, how, who.
I did move the keys to Grand Rapids. I just grabbed all the crap, threw it in a box, moved it up here. I wasn't even thinking.
Well, dude, your friend didn't stab you, so consider yourself lucky.
No, he gave me one of those looks like, dude.
Dude! Exactly, Patrice. Just eat. Just eat. Well, in this next track, we got two left, guys, and then we're going to move on to other things. Cluck gets edgy and talks about what he did instead of getting on his boat. Because, see, he left his keys in.
I know he did.
Wow.
He left them in Grand Rapids.
And he wasn't anywhere near Grand Rapids.
No.
Wow. Let's find out what he ended up doing.
Yeah, dude, I'll take a barbecue with my brother-in-law and howl over that any day.
It was the worst. So I did what any self-respecting piece of white trash would do. We went to Dollar General, bought a bunch of kiddie pools, and set them up in the yard. And then
your new place or down in Kalamazoo?
My buddy's house down in Kalamazoo. So we got like a couple.
Boy, they are keeping it local, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard more Michigan cities than I've ever heard in what amounts to probably a minute and a half. Oh, are they keeping up? They probably was like, look, our first day, we are going to get out there, and we are going to just mention every goddamn city in Michigan.
Right.
And they're doing it. Program director as morning show host equals suck. Always.
And how about this? There's a bunch of guys that write for radio because we saw it on the Google Alert. If a radio show goes, we are the edgiest show on radio, why don't you ask them why they think they're the edgiest show on radio?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because talking about lost keys and maybe not sleeping at night and barbecues, I don't know, but I don't find that too edgy.
That's filler.
Right.
You're doing a whole show of filler.
My buddy's house down in Kalamazoo, so we got like a couple 30 packs of Natty Light and sat out in the front lawn and kiddie pools, and then we had to slip and slide.
Nice.
Yep. By the way, that didn't happen.
No, of course it didn't.
The guy had no confidence in his lie that he was about to tell because he had a boring weekend, but he knew he had to come up with something.
Got to say something. It's Monday. Jesus. I did nothing.
And this is typical. So then you as a jock, you talk about your boring weekend, and then, of course, it leads to the bit of the morning, and here it is.
It's not very often you can actually disappoint more than 10 of your friends all at once. So that was fun.
Well played.
Yeah.
If you've got a story that can beat that, let me apologize in advance, and you can call us anytime you want. 800-785-1073 is the number. Locally here in town, 459
I'm waiting for one of my friends
80.
To call and be like, yeah, I was going to go out this boat this weekend, and some jackass forgot his keys. You know how dumb you feel for getting your keys?
Boo!
How dumb do you feel? How? I thought that was going to be the next line.
Well, there you go. Enjoy Gray and Cluck.
There you go, Michigan.
They're setting the radio world on fire.
Oh, well, we got to cut some corners. Get me Gray and Cluck. Get me the program director and, I don't know, an intern. Right.
Because we're edgy. We're Gray and Cluck. Gray and Cluck. When we're not doing radio, We are barbecuing.
Live with it. Live with it, Michigan.
Fired up today. Absolutely. Opie and Anthony on your radio dial. Let's say hi to Greg in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Greg, what's going on?
Hey, I just heard your cut about Gray and Flux. I heard those idiots talking about you guys the first they went live. Their show sucks, man.
I don't even care if they suck. I don't care if they're good. But, you know, if you're going to say that you're an edgy show and you're an honest show, then why don't you just tell the truth? That you like the show, you wanted to work at Grand Rapids, it didn't work, it's unfortunate for everybody, but we're going to move in another direction. Instead of taking all sorts of shots at us when we're long and, you know, we're long gone.
I mean, I hope people in Michigan understand how embarrassing that was, that your morning show guy. I stay out of these radio things. I'm just a guest because I might be in Grand Rapids and need to do Cluck and Gray. But to watch that phoniness, because I heard the clips. If this was in the hood, this is what happened to that guy. He has to give his lunch money to Opie every day now for the rest of his life.
Nice.
Unless he's transferred from this school. He has to pick what they say, a new route. If he walked home on the main route, he has to go 10 miles out of his way to get to school now because Opie just took him in the bathroom. I'm telling you, took him in the bathroom, smacked him in his face when nobody was looking because he wasn't playing games. Gray, this is what he did. He said, almost like if a magician gave away the tricks, he goes, dude, you know it's radio. You know what I'm doing.
Really?
Of course he does. Of course he knows what he's doing. See how much bravery I have now because of Gray's nonsense? I'm a bully. I was shutting my big mouth until I heard this guy let everybody out. Why shouldn't I get some lunch money now?
Mm-hmm.
It's no fear to this guy. If he called me and go, what's with this guy? I'll go, shh. You shush him now. He should be effectively finished right now.
Yeah, that should have done it.
No credibility. That has no credibility now.
You know what he was talking like? Also a program director. He wasn't talking like a morning show host talking to another morning show host.
Why would he do that?
He's talking like a program director talking to air talent. That's what was his take on the whole thing.
And they did the same thing in Buffalo. I think we've educated a lot of people about radio in general. Program directors, we don't acknowledge. They all suck.
No.
Program directors are guys that failed at doing radio
shows.
They
wanted to be on the air. At some point, every PD was on the air. They had their show. It failed miserably, and they ended up being a program director.
There's not
talking to air personalities and vicariously living through them.
There's not one program director we listen to or acknowledge or respect in this business to the point they don't even give us a program director anymore. They finally got it. They're like, these guys don't acknowledge program directors.
We loved you.
Yeah, they all suck.
We went to Buffalo to try to figure out. Did you?
Did you really?
Did you have a nice time?
You know how many program directors we slapped about the face over the years? And they're like, I thought I told you not to do that. And then you went down the hall and you did that. Yeah, we did. What are you going
to
do about it?
Then he went to
I don't know. I'll have to talk to the GM and see what we're going to do now. Because now you're not going to listen to me. And I don't know what to do because when I was in Des Moines, Iowa, the local morning show, they listened to every word I said. But these Opie and Anthony characters, they don't listen. What am I going to do now?
And in the book of arguing. Mm-hmm. That was written in the year one. Page one was, you don't start asking me a line of cross-examinations so I can lead to my own demise in this argument. So how long you been doing it? 20 years. Continue.
Yeah.
So what's your mom's name?
That wasn't
you. What are you, stupid? Shut up! You're not going to talk your way out of this beating.
The guy thought I've never been in an argument or something before. Are you kidding me? We've taken on every single effing radio guy out there. Every single one of them.
Then when he started seeing the emails from fans going, dude, you're not clucking and you're not graying.
Right.
Dude, we're behind you. And he tried to go, well, what about the beer? It was too late. It's called the punk test, my friend. You failed that. Punk test is I do two things to you. That I find out that you are a punk before I actually make my move on you.
Right.
I bump into you, and then I knock your milk in your lap. And then by the time I go, give me your money, and you go, I don't want to, I go, shut your face, because I already pushed you and knocked your milk in your lap. Now do you want me to punch you in your eye? Give me your money. And he said, all right, you got me. He gave up the money.
Yep.
Then he tried to defend himself in front of his friends. Because you knew somebody broke it. Why would he play that beating on the air?
And there's a reason, like...
Why would he do that?
Did they... Wait, Joe, Michigan. Joe.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, fellas, they played that entire interview on the air.
Oh.
They were in way over their heads. Topes.
Fantastic.
Good luck.
They never pushed your show. I pushed it more than they did.
Look, I'm not going to...
I've been listening to you guys for years on XM. It's been fabulous.
Look, but I'm not going to sit here and go, it's their fault. It just didn't work in Grand Rapids, whatever. You know, but move on and do the right thing and don't trash us after we're off the air. That's a pussy way out, man.
Yep.
And there's a reason why these guys are stuck in one market for their entire careers, because they listen to the corporate douches. They listen to program directors.
One of them is a program director. Ugh.
And they all sit there and they're jealous because they see, like, you know, shows like ours getting very, very successful. The formula is really easy. You go on the air and you don't listen to any of these corporate assholes.
That was embarrassing. I'm almost mad at them because I just, it would have been better for them to go F you, Opie, and then call you or email you or something that you couldn't prove that he actually said sorry. Just something. Send a pigeon with a note.
Yeah, as soon as
a self-destructive message to say, hey, look, you know what this is, man. Nothing personal. But mm-hmm. on the air, you were supposed to go, what?
Yeah.
We're the new kid in town. And then, like, fake it. He couldn't even fake it.
No. And none of these guys are successful after we leave these markets.
We were off the air for 3 weeks over there?
I guess.
How come I just saw it yesterday?
Because you know, because Fareed left us out of the loop. We assumed we were still broadcasting to Grand Rapids. This is what this effing business has become.
That Fareed is a worm. He's a worm.
He told the whole company.
Have we really been off 3 weeks?
Apparently these guys were on 3 weeks.
Anthony plays it different than me. I actually pay attention to this stuff, and I'm not taking a shot at Anthony. Mm-hmm. I thought we were still on.
Yeah.
And if I thought we were still on, wow, were they pulling the wool over our eyes?
Yeah, I read a news article yesterday how these guys were, you know, going to be swooping in and being local.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, we're off in that market? We've been off for 3 weeks over there?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci from Goodfellas.
And then Pothead Dude was Hothead Dude was the smartest guy during that whole phone call, just laughing, because he knew he was in over his head. I bet you, well, Sam said as soon as we hung up, then they go off on there.
That's the brave way to do it.
Too late. It's too late, man.
Oh, screw yourselves.
Oh, there's no redemption
you,
for that one.
Fareed.
No redemption.
This is what Gray and Cluck are saying about us this morning.
We're going to, if nothing else, if we can't do anything else with this show, we will shoot you straight and be honest with you. And if you're an O&A fan, apparently no one from the ratings ever found you. Because if you want to mention to any of the other morning shows in town, you ever want to crack them up, you don't have to try to tell them a joke or a witty story. Just go, Opie and Anthony, and they'll laugh themselves off their bar stool.
Really, Gray and Cluck?
Off their bar stool?
Get Gray and Cluck on the phone. Let's see if they want to discuss this.
See how honest, stupid Gray and Cluck want to be.
Let's discuss the Opie and Anthony radio career with the Gray and Cluck radio career. We're a joke now in this business? Really, Gray
that
and
happened?
Cluck? Hmm. How about we give it about, you know what? We'll give it 6 months, and then we'll go back
and we'll
revisit the Gray and Cluck
show. We'll
and
see
I
how you're tearing it up.
Guarantee there's going to be no ratings for Gray and Cluck.
We'll see how you're tearing up the ratings. Ugh.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, see? That's what brave radio guys do. That was Gray and Cluck. As soon as they realized it was us, of course they're going to hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, make all your jokes when we're not on the phone with you. More effing phonies in this business. We take it right to you. There you go. There's the brave Gray and Cluck. There you go. There you go. Hey, Gray.
Yo.
Why are you guys trashing us on your first day? You think that's, like, going to get the job done or what?
It's our third week.
Is it really? No one's paying attention.
This is the start of our third week.
And you're talking about barbecuing and losing your keys, and that's supposed to be the edgiest show on radio?
Oh, man, I'll be completely honest. I was the PD when we signed you guys on.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's why you're doing the morning show now, because they're looking for something cheap. You know that, so why don't you tell your audience?
Opie, they flew me to Buffalo to find ways to promote the show. We didn't do anything with ONA on the cheap. In fact, it killed the radio station.
No. The listeners have said that they didn't see any promotion in Grand Rapids, Michigan whatsoever. And don't bring up Buffalo. We were doing very well in Buffalo.
I know. That's why I'm friends with those guys. I was out there with Evil Jim for 2 days trying to pick up anything and everything that I could to help promote that show.
Well, bro, stop being phony and making ONA jokes because you believed in the show. So just stop.
Dude, the only thing that we ever said on this show was that the ratings made...
Hold on. We just played a clip.
We had to make a change because of the ratings. And that's the truth. You know how the game works, man. You're not new to this.
So you guys think you're going to get the ratings up now?
Dude, just the fact that we're local to Grand Rapids will result in more ratings.
Local. And so we're off in Buffalo also because of the ratings? We were doing very well there. Yeah. We're off in every Citadel station because of the ratings.
I had no idea that you guys were off in Buffalo.
Yeah, because Fareed... In his wisdom,
who's going to end up screwing?
With his 85-cent stock that we got in at $19 a share, is cutting corners by getting rid of expensive programming, what he deems expensive, and putting in cheap programming. Look, he's got you doing double duty.
Well, dude, no, there's a couple of things there. One, he hired in a whole staff. When you guys went away, we're not saving any money. We had to hire...
Believe me, he's saving money.
And believe me, no offense to you. I mean, we listened to some of the stuff you're doing today. That's not going to get the job done. It's going to be a nice local show. It'll be a safe show. But you're the program director, right?
Yeah.
How is that going to work when the program director is supposed to march into radio studios and go, look, guys, you can't do that. It's too edgy. So, of course, you're not going to do anything edgy or interesting because your job's on the line. It's stupid. And you did take a shot at us. We just played this clip a mere 10 minutes ago.
We're going to, if nothing else, if we can't do anything else with this show, we will shoot you straight and be honest with you. And if you're an ONA fan, apparently no one from the ratings ever found you because one of the other morning shows in town, you ever want to crack them up, you don't have to try to tell them a joke or a witty story. Just go, Opie and Anthony, and they'll laugh themselves off their bar stool.
Yeah, they're going to laugh themselves off their bar stools, really? Do you know what we've done with our careers, jackass?
Yeah, I do. And
so do your effing show. You moved on from Opie and Anthony and just move on. You were a fan of the show, and now because we're not around, you're going to trash us?
Not at all. Do you have any idea?
When were you on Leno? When were you on Letterman? When did you guys do a comedy show in front of 10,000 people? Why don't you answer some of those questions? Are you a syndicated show across America on satellite radio?
Hey, when did you get your start in mornings?
4 years ago? 5 years ago?
When did you get your start with Anthony on the radio? When was your first day on the air?
What is this, 10 questions? What does that have to do with anything? Just don't trash us. You guys decided to go in another direction, so do that.
Dude, that's...
You know damn well you guys were fans of the effing show. All right, so it didn't work out. Don't take your stupid shots.
I told you.
Our careers are what they are. We've done very well for ourselves, and you know that.
And it didn't work here. Do you have any ideas, the PD?
And who's the dope laughing in the background? What have you done with your stupid career, dope?
Do you have any idea how annoying it is over the last 2 years to have this station beaten in morning drive by the free beer and hot wing show?
Well, I guess they like them a little better. What can I tell you?
At least I've heard of them.
So you're gonna now beat free beer and hot wings?
Not off the bat. We're starting.
No offense, but you're not. Because you're the PD. You can't do it. You can't do both jobs because you're supposed to be the guy who goes, no, look, guys, you can't do that on the radio. So how's that going
to
work?
That doesn't pertain to anything.
You're a suit.
You really are a suit.
Before.
And then they did this because, you know, this is what you do after Opie and Anthony leave your town.
If you're calling from New York City and you're rolling tape on this there in the ONA office, there's a reason you guys weren't on the radio anymore. This is it.
Can you tell me what that means? I don't even know what you did. What kind of shot was that? I don't get it.
Waiting on hold, and we were playing a simulcast of your stock option talk. I wish to God you guys would have paid half this much attention to this market when you were actually...
This market when we were blah, 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 blah. Look, it didn't work, whatever. But don't take shots at us now. You know damn well we're successful in this business.
You're successful in New York. Here it was...
No, we're successful in a lot of cities on regular radio. And as far as satellite radio goes, we're pretty much the biggest thing on XM.
That's fun dealing with Fareed, too.
Yeah, Fareed's going to screw you in the end, too. So, you know, keep doing the corporate thing, bro.
Corporate thing.
But go do your stupid show and leave us out of it, you pussies.
Okay.
All right,
man.
Shut up, dude. You didn't even say anything except do a little pot laugh. That's great.
That was magnificent, dude. I must say. I really have to say that, dude. Oh, that was beautiful, man. A lot of respect for that.
Nice.
If this was, I'm telling you, if this was where I grew up, what Opie just did was that guy has to give him his lunch money for the rest of his life, yeah, unless he changes schools. And I'm not lying to you, man.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. He had to pretend to get tough at the end, kind of. It just... That was beautiful.
I
have to say that was beautiful.
You know what that was, too? That wasn't talking to a morning radio guy. That was talking to a program director. That sounded like talking to a PD. Ugh.
Oh.
Good luck to you guys. Good luck. You're really going to need it.
If they play that while their show was on air, they're in deep trouble with their listeners. That just was...
See, that's...
That was just sad.
But that's the problem. These guys are all brave, you know, because you're not around. And then you call him out on it.
Oh, and you didn't back down. That was good because he was looking for an out. He was looking for a nice fat out.
Yeah.
And Ope was like, you're just a jerk and you're lying. And the guy's just like, but, and he wouldn't even give him an out. That was marvelous.
Program director talk.
God bless the optimism, but, you know, what we heard, they're not going to get the job done. Going local and making sure they mention three or four local things every break, who gives a crap?
And nobody in my life has yet to explain radio ratings to me. Mm. Yet! It's arbitrary.
It's ridiculous.
It's just made up.
Look, you know, if it didn't work in Grand Rapids, it didn't work, you know, whatever. But, you know, then turn around and, like, trash us when you were the guy that, quote, believed in the show. And you're definitely a fan of the show. You know, didn't they say in one of their breaks, we keep it honest here. Why don't you say, look, we love these guys. It didn't work in our market. We're sorry to see them go, but we're going to try something new. But instead, it was like, well, they're the laughing stock of all morning radio
of
here
Michigan?
In Grand Rapids. People are
of
falling
Grand
off
Rapids?
Their bar stools. All you have to do is mention their name.
Oh, he was
shut
just...
the F up.
At least they know our name.
That was painful to listen to, man. God damn if that was a street. Ooh.